Former Prime Minister Ariel Sharon, who was Israel's iconic conservative leader before Donald Trump was even a twinkle in Benjamin Netanyahu's eye, was once asked by an aide how he could accept support from evangelicals who believe all Jews will ultimately either convert or perish during the Second Coming. Sharon famously shrugged off the theological threat by answering, "I don't care what happens when the Messiah comes. When the Messiah arrives, we can ask him, 'Is this your first visit or your second visit? In the meantime, let them help us.'" Sharon's dismissal came to mind last Sunday, when thousands of people attended a day-long faith event on the National Mall that featured a mixture of worship music and speakers from evangelical Christianity and conservative Catholic traditions. The service reflected ongoing White House efforts to elevate Christianity in government and civic life, which has both highlighted an uplifting message of values and morality but also made many non-Christians uncomfortable as to our place in the national fabric. Thousands of attendees chanted, "We welcome Jesus," frequently throughout the day. There is no evidence that any of them vocalized that believers of other religious faiths were unwelcome, and it is well within their rights to express their beliefs publicly and enthusiastically. But it should be understandable why the participants' elevation of one set of religious convictions over all others in such a visible and government-sanctioned setting could unintentionally transmit a suggestion of superiority and preeminence of Christian doctrine at the expense of the rest of us. Over the course of roughly 9 hours of prayer, 4 minutes were set aside for an Orthodox rabbi, who drew boisterous cheers from the assemblage with his denunciation of anti-Semitism and his reference to Jewish songwriter Irving Berlin's patriotic anthem, "God Bless America." He was the only non-Christian speaker of the day. No Muslim, Hindu, Buddhist, or Sikh religious leaders addressed the crowd. Nor were there any Mormon, Greek Orthodox, Jehovah's Witness, or Coptic Christian speakers. I suspect that most followers of these various faiths, and ours, would happily include a Catholic or evangelical visitor to their own gatherings. But while there is no evidence that those of other religious beliefs were prohibited from the mall last Sunday, the fact that their leaders were not invited sent a powerful exclusionary message to them, and us. The Jewish challenge here is an especially complicated one, given the increasingly vital support that religious Christians have provided to Israel in recent years. In Sharon's time, Israeli leaders and most diaspora Jews accepted that backing even while being mindful of the religious motivations that were often behind it. But in the 20th century, those religious and cultural differences were bridged by a belief in the same pro-Zionist agenda. The discomfort is much more pronounced when those same evangelical communities are more fervent in their support of Israel than many American Jews. We are not only excluded from their celebration of the United States as a Christian nation, but it can feel like we are relegated to secondary status when the conversation turns to the modern Jewish state. The vast majority of religious Christians espouse no enmity toward Jews or members of other religious groups. But the Trump administration's active participation and sponsorship of activities like last weekend's prayer service makes many of us feel like we are unwelcome when patriotic gatherings take on overtly religious overtones. The fact that Trump had proclaimed a national Sabbath the day before did little to make us feel more included. If anything, it appeared as a cursory gesture that was isolating and unconvincing at least, and segregationist and contemptuous at worst. Ultimately, the president's Sabbath proclamation was one more political Rorschach test. If Barack Obama or Joe Biden had done the same thing, they would have been hailed by most American Jews and mocked by the MAGA minority in our community. Since it was Trump rather than a Democratic president, the reactions were predictably reversed. In the end, we spend the weekend being reminded that we are outsiders. Again, Dan Schnur is the U.S. politics editor for the Jewish Journal. He teaches courses in politics, communications, and leadership at UC Berkeley, USC, and Pepperdine. He hosts the monthly webinar, the Dan Schnur Political Report, for the Los Angeles World Affairs Council and Town Hall. Follow Dan's work at www.danschnurpolitics.com.